Hello and welcome to another episode of Quantum Physics with Impossible Steve. I am your host, Steve, and I am here outside of Denver, Colorado, in a little town called Wellington, Colorado, and I am in a shitstorm right now. It is April 6th at 8:34 Central Time, 7:34 Mountain Time. I'm losing power. The winds are between 90 and 100 miles an hour right now. I am trapped inside a hotel room. I bought some Baird Essentials and some Coors Light because I've been in hurricanes before, and that's all this windstorm is. It's basically a Category 1 hurricane with some mountains outside. But if you hear, you're going to hear some wind in the background. I am inside, I am safe, but you're going to hear a lot of wind in the background because right now the wind's blowing consistently about 40 miles an hour and our gusts are between 90 and 100 miles an hour. So, you know, I knew it was coming today, so I had to basically, I've been kind of locked inside all day. It is literally, I lived in Florida for 10 years. It's just like preparing for a hurricane is getting ready to hit Florida, like a small hurricane. In Florida, Category 1, we laugh about that. And if anyone's in Florida listening to me right now, we all know, yeah, 90 to 100 mile an hour winds, ha ha. But, you know, you don't want to be running around outside either. You know, you want to play it safe. You want to make sure you have everything you need so you don't have to leave the house because, you know, it is definitely strong wind. But, you know, I'm sure all of you knew I was going to come out with something around the time of the eclipse. And for good reason. There's a lot to discuss in a short amount of time, and I'm sure some of the things that I talk about today will be more of an intro that will spill into things later on. But I'm glad we're having this solar eclipse on April 8th. I'm glad I've talked about the past things about the past episodes for all of you that have listened to past episodes about all kinds of random things. But again, no, this is not tribulation. This is not the end times. But what this is definitely there's some things occurring. And I've mentioned the Great War several times in my episodes. And that's something that we are going to have to deal with on this timeline, or the Great Wars, which I'll be talking a little bit about more today. But let's talk about this solar eclipse a little bit. It's popular, you know. I'll get into stats at the end of the show. I want to jump right in. It's popular. If you haven't noticed, there's been some small earthquakes around the world. I think the largest so far has been a 7.4 in Taiwan. America's had a couple earthquakes so far. In America, I don't get to watch the world news all the time, but in America, we have, you know, right now I'm in a windstorm, 100 mile an hour winds. Let me tell you something. I lived in Denver, Colorado in the early 2000s. I only lived there for 1 year. I was there for 9/11. That will tell you the time frame I was there. And I will tell you this much, unless I got lucky, again, I only lived there 1 year. I also lived in Cheyenne, Wyoming for 1 year. I have never seen a windstorm like this back then. I know it happens now. I know it's more common now, and I know people are used to it now, but this did not exist in 2001, period. Unless I got lucky in the year that I lived in Denver, Colorado. For those of you who have lived in Denver, Colorado your whole life, maybe you can rebuttal this. But I'm in a 100-mile-an-hour windstorm right now. Earthquakes around the world. There's a lot of I've noticed strange weather. New York's been getting hammered. States have been declaring state of emergencies for a couple reasons, which we'll get in that in a minute. One of them does have to do with the eclipse, and one of them has to do with, as you saw in the news, terror attacks, which, you know, we let a bunch of people across the border. We created these terror attacks. That's a CIA thing. Again, we'll get more into that later. But you're noticing, you know, conflicts rising. You know, Iran's going to go to war with Israel. We said we're not going to go to war with Israel. I'm sorry, with Iran, we're going to stay neutral, but Iran's been trading with Russia and China forever. It's going to drag Russia and China into it. We're going to have to intervene. Lottie-dottie, you had to be an idiot not to even remotely see that. So the World Economic Forum's, you know, publicly announced prepare for Black Swan events, in plural. It's going to be paradigm shifting. They have the logo of the eclipse on their website. I believe that this eclipse coming up is paradigm shifting. If you go back in history, there's been wars that have started during the eclipse time, you know, hence Iran and Israel, hence more conflict on a global war scale. But what a lot of this is artificial creation. It, like I said in past episodes, the elite, if you will, whatever you want to call them, dumbasses, are literally trying to create an end time tribulation to incarnate certain beings like Lucifer, Ahriman, Zoroth, to enslave humanity, to create everything that you have read about in your religious texts. Because I know some people here are all Christian. They're all from all forms of different religions. So, but the good news is a lot of religious texts have some form of end time and some form of tribulation. I just know that with common sense, and I haven't even read all of the religious texts. So jumping right in here, let's focus on the hot topic. Let's focus on the eclipse. One thing you're going to find extremely fascinating is Einstein and his theory of relativity. He was able to prove that gravity isn't really a force. All it is a bending of space and time around mass objects. Now that's pretty interesting, because that means it's a little deep. What it means to me, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, if you're really into that, I don't even know the word for it. What it means to me is it wasn't created necessarily by the universe, but it's something that has been manipulated, whether that is by God or whether that is by other entities or even by the universe itself. If you want to think of a much broader picture, it is something that was able to, it's basically taking something and moving it at will is what it's doing. And there are some physics that will tell you that things can't take place unless things are observed. So your perception plays a factor in this, and like, it can get really deep and even hurt my brain, to be honest with you. But what I want you to realize is the very first portion, that gravity isn't a force. It's just a bending of space and time. And the reason why I bring up gravity is the moon affects our gravitational field all the time, constantly. The moon changes phases, I think, every 1 or 2 days. And it's constantly, you know, ocean currents, weather patterns, you know, you name it, you know, gravity holds us together. The moon plays a big factor in that. So when there's an eclipse, you know, you've read some things about NASA, and they're going to shoot 3 rockets into space, and CERN's going to turn on their collider to test more antimatter. And it's a time where their gravity and everything that's around mass objects, including us, we're a mass object, rocks are mass objects, mountains are mass objects, anything you could possibly think of is a mass object, gets manipulated a little bit. So there is no doubt that we're seeing these strange weather patterns because of the eclipse. It's messing with the gravitational pull. It's nothing to be alarmed about. No, we're not watching the apocalypse unfold. You're going to see strange, you know, you're going to see tornadoes and earthquakes and windstorm right now and weird shit, because the gravitational field is being fucked with by the eclipse, basically. So it's nothing to be alarmed about. Just be a normal human being, like, you know, okay, there's high wind today, maybe I should stay inside, or hey, there was an earthquake, maybe I shouldn't go jump in the ocean because there's going to be a tsunami afterwards, you know, type of thing, just using your common sense. But you're going to see some strange and unusual. You've already been seeing it for the last week or two through the eclipse, and probably for another week after, of just some strange patterns and activity, because our gravitational pull is not its normal self. I find it interesting, the rocket part. I understand the collider part, and studying the black matter, for those of you who know what that is. I don't even want to get into it right now. But I don't really fully understand the rocket part, unless they're trying to shoot satellites closer. You're going to be able to see the sun better because it's going to be partially blocked by the moon. So you would be able to actually, you know, observe it better, and maybe those satellites could get better images because it's not, because the moon's kind of blocking the sun a little bit. I don't know. Yeah, that gets above my head, but I don't think it's some weird, total weird thing. Like, I think NASA sees it as a perfect opportunity to get some really in-depth observation, is why they're doing it. You know, there's been some conspiracy theories around it. It actually makes a little bit of sense to a common person, i.e. me, if you think about it. Okay, well, maybe they can get a better picture. You know, that's the way I'm looking at it. But the spiritual, demonic, if you will, significance is huge. You know, there's going to be ceremony after ceremony, and witches and secret societies, and just all kinds of private and public rituals that take place during this stupid solar eclipse, which I may dive into later. I don't know. I typed a few bullets to go over, and I'll get to them one by one. But it's just the eclipse has been so blown out of proportion, and we're seeing all this weird weather, and you know, Statue of Liberty here in America got struck by lightning, and yeah, we're gonna see some weird weather. That the moon messes with the gravitational pull. So yeah, I'm literally surprised a volcano hasn't erupted yet. Knock on wood, I hope it doesn't. That usually causes a lot of problems, you know, wherever it erupts at. But I mean, it's just caused, it's a gravitational pull thing. So that's why I brought that up. And Einstein's theory. So, you know, man, there's just a lot. It's just deep when you think about the spirituality portion and the science portion. Because science kind of separates itself from, at least here in the States, from spirituality. But, you know, some things could be revealed, because during this time of bending of space and time, which is literally taking place during the eclipse, if someone had a good enough telescope on the ground, they may see some strange and unusual things that they might not be able to see before. So I do look, I always joke around, which is not a joke, unfortunately. The agenda, if you will, has been dying to create a UFO alien phenomenon thing. So, I mean, they've been chomping at the bit for that, which you'll find out why towards the end of the show when I talk about why they really want to black out the sun. But like permanently, like you hear Bill Gates wanting to, and other investors wanting to black out the sun for global warming. Well, I'm going to tell you a little bit about why that really is at the end. It's kind of like an intro. We'll get more into it at a later time. But I'll definitely give you an intro of why, at least why they want to do it. And again, you got to remember, these guys are all in secret societies that study and believe in demonic entities. And if you go in thinking that, just go in thinking it, you don't even got to believe it, just go in thinking that, what I say at the end will actually make sense to you. But you got to go in thinking that. But the show won't be long. I'm just going to touch on some topics. So the dark matter. They want to harness dark matter. They want to create, they want to be able to artificially create dark matter. Dark matter is one of the strongest things in the universe. It's extremely destructive. Not only could you create weapons with it, you could create energy with it. And God knows what else. You know, people think portals. I don't know. CERN is very, is actually named after a deity, Cernomos or something like that. I can't even pronounce the name. So these people clearly believe in that shit. So another reason for them to focus so heavily on, hold on 1 second, dark matter, if you will. And that was a drink, that was not a bong. But let's see here. Okay, let's jump in on the current events. So obviously I talked a little bit about the Great War. Iran's getting ready to kick off. This is a good, remember, the CIA, the intelligence community, the world leaders, and definitely the World Economic Forum and the WHO, all want to create this artificial end time tribulation scenario. So, of course, CIA is heavily orchestrating, accelerating, I guess I should say, the Iran-Israeli war, because that's even going to be, that's a way better hit than the Ukraine-Russian war. I know they're trying to drag NATO into it, and they'll succeed dragging NATO into it. At the end of the day, they want to attack the Russian community for a couple reasons. Number one, the Germans fought the Russians in World War II, as I've already mentioned. And number two, Russia plays a big role in the development of humanity. I shouldn't say the Russian government, but the Russian people play a big role. Russian people are very family oriented and very community. They have little communities throughout the country, and you know, if you're not in that community, you're an outsider. They'll welcome you, you're a visitor. Maybe even one day you might marry someone in the community and be welcomed into the community, but they're broken up in all these little communities. And that is something that's going to catch fire on a global scale after the Great Wars. And it gets really deep, but you know, the great wars cause obviously a lot of problems, a lot of conflict, you know, billions die, and then these small communities form, and a lot of that comes from over that way, over from the east. It comes from that background and everything that, you know, all their culture kind of drifts over this way for everyone who survives the Great War. The Great War lasts obviously quite a long time, even though it will eventually go nuclear. But human beings are like cockroaches, and you know, they, like, literally when we bombed Hiroshima, there was a person that actually survived the blast that was in, like, I don't even remember how many miles away, but he was very close to the actual blast and actually survived it. The man did eventually die, I think it was 8 or 9 years later from cancer. But the point is, he actually survived the blast. He was like right there in it. So there's going to be people that survive anything. Bottom line, there always has been, there always will be. There's always been, unfortunately, catastrophes that have happened in the past, and people just survive that. You know, you can call it God, you can call it resilience. It just is what it is. So Russia plays a big role in that. And when I say Russia, I say the Russian people. I don't mean the Russian government. I don't think the Russian government is good by any means. I'm sure they have some good points, and I'm sure they have some bad points, just like I can look at just about any government and point out some good points and some bad points. But at the end of the day, it's that culture that spreads throughout the world, and that's something that these globalists do not want. at all. They do not, that is like the good, you know, they want the bad, if you will. That's like an easy way to dumb it down. So that's something that's taken place. So Iran's going to attack Israel. I mean, they kind of have to at this point, and vice versa. So they're going to go at it. And because of the ties with Russia and China that Iran has, it will eventually drag those countries into it, which the CIA knows this. You're the CIA, right? So, of course, America is going to get dragged into it. And that's when you really have like a for real world war. We haven't had a for real world war. Yeah, you know, the Germans fought the Russians and then here came America. But you didn't have like China involved. China kind of stayed neutral. China's going to get involved on this one. You know, I don't know what role South America is going to play because they're not a power. I think they're going to kind of get, China's already got a big influence over there and America's trying to fight their way down. Like I said in past episodes, I see America absorbing Mexico, but I don't see them infiltrating South America. I see China actually consuming South America in, I would say, the next 5 years. Or a China-like structure. Like, there's already a structure there. You know, they already got libraries. They're already preaching their culture and everything and supplying money to all these countries and rebuilding the roads and rebuilding their infrastructure. And that's been going on since 2010, 2011, same in the Caribbean. So I really see China absorbing all that and for a big position move, which would just corner all of North America. I don't see how they can take on all three. I just don't see it, to be honest with you. It's too many people, too many weapons. We have the weapons. It's just, yeah, I don't see how the U.S. comes out in this one at all, to be honest with you. Now, the Israeli people are heavily against the fight. They don't want to fight everybody. As a matter of fact, they want to overthrow their government, and they've been in the streets. You don't see a lot of it on TV. They've been trying their best to overthrow their government. Hey, I'm a Christian-based guy, so the Israeli people will eventually get saved by somebody. I don't know how this works. I haven't been able to quite see that yet. But America falls, Canada falls, eventually, definitely because of all their corruption and their own people don't even want to fight for them. But the Israeli people were promised, and the ones that follow, that stay in faith, will, they're going to come out of it somehow. Just like there'll be some American people, even though they're Gentile, that remain in faith, that will come out of it somehow. There's always a way. You have to remember that this is why this is so easy to talk about, is at the end of the day, no matter what scenario you face in life, there's always a way. You might not figure out that way, fair enough, but there's always a way. So I would say by keeping your faith and, I don't know, just keeping your head straight might be the best way to come out of the Great Wars, because there's definitely no stopping the Great Wars. But let's talk about how America is going to take away the guns from the American people. It's actually a quite simple strategy. So, as you know, you can go to the World Economic Forum website and read some of this stuff for yourself, but one of their plans is to infiltrate all of Europe and all of North America with immigrants. And the reason why they want to do that is because Europe and the United States have this big cultural background. Here in the United States, we have a constitution. We have all this American history. And by bringing in people from other countries, they know nothing about it. Nor do they care about the history, nor do they care about the constitution. So, and it's the same in those European countries as well. So by bringing in mass immigration, you change the culture of the country, which causes all kinds of problems that we can get to at a much later time. But that's the reason why you're seeing this, and it literally is an invasion. And there's more to the invasion. So you got the Chinese that has spilled over. You have Islam that's spilled over. Multiple countries of Islam, by the way. And Islam's a religion. So, you know, you got countries from Africa. You got countries from the Middle East that have spilled over here. And then, of course, you got people from South America and Central America who just don't give a shit, right? They just, some of them are here for a better life, and some of them are here to just keep committing the crimes they've been committing in the past, you know, at the end of the day. So what these geniuses are going to do, you've seen the news, guys. It was on the news. I don't even watch the news. I saw a clip on Twitter. I think it was on CBS where they said, hey, these states have declared a state of emergency because beware of large crowds and stadiums and large areas of the eclipse because there might be lone wolves and Islamic terrorists are going to attack you. Well, the government, the CIA, I should say, is the one that let them in, i.e. the United States government, for that sole purpose. So what you got, we got an election this year, don't we? So what you got to have is you're going to have a lot of terror attacks, more than we have ever seen, ever. What, we've seen one from 9/11 and maybe some small ones. There was the Oklahoma City bombing. I'm from Oklahoma. That was a terror attack, but he was not Islamic. He was actually a white dude that was just crazy. So there's been some attacks, but nothing like this. You're going to see multiple attacks throughout the United States. And you're also, it is a bit of a conspiracy theory, but there has also been these immigrants that have came over that have been arrested. They have weapons. So this theory is that the government's given them weapons. Why would the government give them weapons? Let me tell you why. Let's bring over millions of people. And I'm the CIA, right? Let's bring over millions of people. I want to take away American citizen guns because right now, the American population, there's about 120 million Americans that have more than one firearm in their household. It's the largest army in the world. I got to disarm the largest army in the world. And I also got to stop President Trump from winning the election, which he's not going to win the electoral vote because we have a uniparty. But let's go ahead and silence the popular vote too, so there's just no doubt. Because I told you this election is going to be obvious, right? Obvious of the corruption. So no doubt. All right, so here's what we do. We're going to create a bunch of terror attacks. Then we're going to give a bunch of illegal guns. And it's going to get so out of control and so fucking crazy that, whoa, hold on. There's just too many guns. There are so many illegals that have guns now that we don't know who's got guns and who's supposed to have them. You know what? Everyone turn in your guns. We're coming to your house. Everyone turn in your guns. This is out of control. It's getting way out of hand. Too many people are dying, which they will, unfortunately. Too many people are dying. Turn in your guns now. I'm sorry. We got it. Sorry. Turn in your guns. It's out of control. Meantime, all these terror attacks and all these guns. Whoa. Okay, so we got all these guns. All these people dying. I need you guys to turn in the guns. We got all these terrorist attacks. You know what? Wow, this is really out of control right now. You know what? I'm going to declare martial law. You can't have an election during martial law. Tucker Carlson called that, but he said it'd be because of a war with Russia. He was half right. It's because of this. So they're going to declare martial law. You can't have an election. Biden-Harris stay in power. CIA wins. That's the strategy. That's literally the fucking strategy. So you're going to see that take place now. Like right now, in present time. And here we go. So there's only really a few things you can really do. For those people of faith, I say pray. You know, God always has a way. For some other people, especially the men in the United States of America, you're unfortunately going to have to take arms for the first time ever, literally, probably since you've been born, unless you served in the military. it's really the only option at this point. It's going to get that crazy. There's a guy in Colorado I read. I guess they have some red flag law, so the cops came to his house to take his gun. So the guy has a gun in his hand. The cops come to take the gun because of this new red flag law. So the guy's like, "You know what? I'm gonna talk to the cops." He sets the gun down. He goes outside. He talks to the cops. Cops are like, "Sorry, because of this law, we're gonna have to go in there and take those guns, brother." So then the guy goes and runs in there and tries to grab the gun. Of course, they shoot him, which they should have because he's pointing a gun at him, right? So here's the lesson here. If you're gonna grab a gun, unfortunately, you're not gonna scare anybody. So you either do one of two things. You either drop that on the ground or you do the alternative. He hesitated too long and it cost him his life. And honestly, I'm sure those police officers were just doing their job and have a family, and I'm glad that they did not get hurt. I really am glad that they did not get hurt. But what I do hope from all of this is that not only do the police officers, but everybody kind of sees the manipulation that's taking place and says, "Hey, okay, wait a minute." Because what we really need is even our police officers and our sheriffs and our highway patrolmen and our National Guard and even our own military to say, "Whoa, okay, wait, this is a little strange." Now, if that happens, CIA loses the war. But they have a strategy for that too, with AI and drones and all kinds of stuff, but that's a whole nother topic. So that's how America loses the guns. That's the strategy behind it. And that's why the president election really won't even really take place. There'll be some form of one, but because of the martial law, because of the terror attacks, and they're trying to take all the guns and stuff, there won't be a real election. And you'll even hear probably Trump say, "Okay, guys, we got to take the country back. We got to take it back by force." Or some leader, some opposition suggest to take the country back by force. And that's why this extremist, this right-wing extremist, I just lost power, so I'm running off battery here. This right-wing extremist is being created. And that's why they're going through the social medias and stuff and saying, "Okay," and even these podcasts, and saying, "Okay, we're labeling our extremist here. Steve must be a right-wing extremist, so we're gonna put him on a we're gonna paint him red. And he's on the list of we're gonna go get the guns." I don't own a gun, first of all. I don't even need one because I'll take yours. Long story short, so I'm literally the guy that will walk in a room without a gun and come out the only one alive at the end of the day. That's a true story. But I'm not here for war. I'm here to talk to people. I'm here to tell people, hey, I'm here to open eyes is my whole point. And I'm not even encouraging people to fight, really. I'm encouraging them to choose a side. There's some people that are very happy with the way things are. I don't know why, but you know what? There are some people that are happy with the way things are. And if you believe in what the government is doing right now, and if you really are truly happy with everything that's going on in your country, whether it's the United States or another country, then by all means, continue doing what you're doing, you know. But if you are unhappy, you need to start thinking of some other alternatives and some other strategies. And I'm literally talking to every country around the world right now. I think we're at 90 countries now that tune into the show. And there's things that go on in countries that are far worse that go on in America. But America is a hot topic right now, especially with all the infiltration coming in. I know the CIA is good, but I didn't know they were this good. I never would have pictured a government letting an infiltration take place and nothing happening to the government. We have treason laws and we have all this stuff, and literally no one goes after them. Because the whole upper echelon of the government is completely infiltrated. And that's why it's really unbelievable. It reminds me of that which one was it? It was either, was it Joshua? There was a story in the Bible where it was either Joshua or Jacob. I think it was Joshua. I don't know. It's been a while. Where he couldn't believe his city fell. Like, everything was about God, and, you know, and then the whole city just fell and got overran, and he couldn't believe it. Like, it's just like that story. Like, you look at it, you remember what it was, and you see it now, and you're watching it take place in real time, and you're like, wow, it really fell. It's astonishing. So, a little bit about that. So, there's, the good news is this, these great wars, the destruction of America, because it has been infiltrated, and from everything that I've been able to see, I see a loss. I hope I'm wrong, but I see a loss from multiple angles, not only an internal loss, I see an external loss when it comes to the great wars and the United States. But this whole World Economic Forum, Mark of the Beast crap, total surveillance, global domination, one world currency, this is all artificial. This is all a bunch of rich yahoos who are very spiritual, more spiritual than you could possibly imagine. They just chose another side, who are literally wanting to create their own end time here. So, no, this is not tribulation. This is not revelation. This is a bunch of idiots who want to create that. And this has happened before, all throughout history. And they always fail, but it causes great problems. And it causes great destruction. And a lot of people suffer and perish because of it. And it's been going on since Babylonia. That far back. And it just repeats itself over and over and over again. And we get rid of it for a while, then it comes back. And we'll get rid of this, and it will come back hundreds of years later, you know. So that's the good news, is it's artificial. It's not the actual apocalypse, even though there could there be nukes shot? I mean, it is possible. I don't see that taking place right this second or this year. But if these intelligent agencies lose control, would they hit the button? Yeah, they'd hit the button just to be an asshole, because they think they could just hide out in their bunkers. Let me tell you something right now. If you're scared about someone hitting the button and you don't have a bunker, the people that go hide in those bunkers, let's say the nukes launch, and let's say the whole world blows up and there's just radiation everywhere. The Earth would repair itself, but it would take hundreds, if not thousands, of years, okay? The Earth would eventually come back to this green, tropical, four-season, wonderful place that we've all seen our whole lives. The people would just be gone, the buildings would be gone, you know, stuff like that. So these idiots that think they can just go underground or up in space, which we'll get to in a second, just go underground, they'd be stuck under there forever. And not to mention they would die, they'd eventually run out of oxygen and food, they'll kill one another, all kind. It don't matter how big these places are. Like, it's gonna take the Earth thousands of years to recover and fully get back to where it was. These people aren't gonna make it, right? And then you think you can go up to space, which they've tried, and there's just so much radiation, you wouldn't make it very long. After a year, it's just gonna just totally incinerate every bone inside of your body internally. Like, you would deteriorate from the inside out. It would be a very painful, horrible death. You'd go crazy first, is the good news. So you wouldn't really, you'd probably feel it, but you'd be so crazy because the blood wouldn't flow right to the brain that it wouldn't even be you anyway. So I don't think they're going to be a big fan of hitting the button, long story short, because look, they're way smarter than me. I even know that's a bad idea. I wouldn't worry too much about that unless someone just, whoops, I accidentally put my elbow on the button type of scenario. But what's funny is if these guys want to create this artificial scenario, and I've talked a little bit about, you know, chosen ones and how God sends certain people. What God will eventually do... Here's something that's happened all throughout time if you go back and read the Bible and other religious texts, even in World War II, for instance, anytime a bunch of people die, something happens, and those people responsible for killing a bunch of people end up either getting destroyed themselves or detained or taken over or losing the war, if you will. So basically, unfortunately, it takes a big mass of people. Let's use World War II as an example. 1 million Jews died. Okay, you die, your soul's energy, your soul does not get destroyed. You got all these souls, it's just for conversation, going up to heaven. God, what's going on? What God's like, yeah, okay, this is crazy. This is all of a sudden, it's Tuesday, I have 1 million souls show up at my door, right? So he goes down, does his thing. Guess what? Germans lose World War II, right? And you can go look back all through history about there's always been genocide, there's always been all this destruction, and they always end up losing because God will intervene. And that's what's going to happen. You're going to create an artificial end time scenario where a lot of people get hurt, unfortunately, and God's going to intervene. And that's going to be the end of it. That's how the Great Wars actually end. And it's called the Great Wars, or I call it the Great Wars, because it's really, truly everyone actually in a conflict. You know, we read about World War I and II. That wasn't every single country. I mean, every single country is going to be in a type of a conflict. Because, again, China's going to sweep up through South America. They're already there. You got North America already, you got Europe, you got Russia, you got Iran, you got Israel. What else am I missing? Am I missing anything else? No, that's all the countries in a conflict with each other. That has not happened before, not at the same time. So that's why I've been calling it the Great Wars. It is definitely something that is just going to be devastating. It ends up destroying this global elite crap. They end up destroying themselves because of this at the end of the day. That's the good news. But it just causes so much problems. It's just so bad. Good news is hey, there's a kingdom up there, whether you believe in it or not, and you're going to be all right at the end of the day. But let's close on this. I'm 42 minutes in now. I talked a little bit about the solar eclipse, but what I've been listening to a lot of people talk about Bill Gates and some other rich guys who want, because of this global warming agenda, who want to blacken the sun. And they're off a little bit. I'm really surprised. I'm really actually surprised about Alex Jones, because Alex Jones is he's more spiritual than what people give him credit for. But he thinks too material at the same time. It's his biggest problem. So what you got here is like, yeah, they want to, you know, they want to black out the sun for X, Y, and Z. Maybe some of that is true. But what you got going on, and what a lot, you hear all these stories again throughout history. Here in America, we have all these Native American Indians. We call them Indian stories. And you hear all these stories and myths and legends about, I don't know, different races and reptilian race and blah, blah, blah. Alien shit, right? First of all, there ain't no aliens. But what you do have, let me tell you something that what you do have. You have the continent of Antarctica, which is... every country in the world protects, every massive power that has any kind of military capability, all have a treaty to protect Antarctica, because there's something there, and there's something in the center of it that you can't get to. Very few people, you know what, go try to go there, you're not going to get, they got armed guards there, you're not going to get very far in Antarctica. There's a reason. In the center, there's something in there. And what you have, this is a small introduction, we will get more into this later, but what you actually have is people who have created technologies that have actually kept them alive for a very long time. And because of that, they don't look very good. But they're really smart. And they have a lot of technology. And some of this technology you've seen around the world and have not seen, by the way. A lot of these so-called UFOs, if you will, is technology that has been handed down. These people in the center, they're people. These are human beings. They're not aliens. These are not reptilians. These are people that have created super technologies that have merged with machines. Have you heard that before? That have kept themselves alive for a very freaking long time. And because of that, way back in the day, the sun was different than what the sun is now. The sun was different from when I was born to right now. you get sunburnt easier. It's changed. The sun is different. Those people cannot go out in our sunlight for any reason whatsoever. It will wipe them out. If one thing will kill them and bypass their super technology, it's God. And God created that sun. And they know they cannot get out in it. So if you blacken the sun, then they can come out. So I don't know how long that process is going to take, or if the Great War stops the process, or if the Great War accelerates the process. But if the sun is blackened for quote unquote global warming, then these people could actually surface. Then you would see your alien, if you will, because trust me, they're not going to be pretty. But at the end of the day, they're human beings that merged with technology. All these governments know it. Some of these governments have some of the technology. And some of them are trying to build and work on the processing power still needed for some of the technologies. Some of these technologies can't be created anymore because the Earth is not the way it used to be back in those days. That's why they're trying to make it back how it used to be back in those days. There was a different frequency back in those days. The sunlight was different back in those days. The air was different back in those days. They're trying to bring back the past. It doesn't work. It will never work. So that is going to be the best intro I can give you that we will talk about more later. But go ahead, research Antarctica. And for those of you that got a little bit of cash in your pocket, see how far you get. Try to go visit. You can't go there. You can go to any country in the world, if almost any country in the world if you're American, and also a certain other countries around the world, you can go to any country in the world. But Antarctica, and you damn sure can't go to the middle of it, because you're going to run into armed military personnel who will not let you pass. Ask yourself why. Maybe there's another reason. What's in there? Were they protecting the ice? I don't think that's the reason. So, I do appreciate everyone for tuning in. Again, we are at 90 countries around the world. Super awesome. Keep spreading the word. Keep throwing ideas. Keep dropping emails. Doing what you do. And I just appreciate everyone for listening. And you have a good day.